Hi!
God, that was a bit of a voice break. Morning, everybody. Whether you're listening
or shall
in the
we
morning,
say evening, evening afternoon, afternoon, good day, ladies and gents.
We do say morning all hours of the day anyway.
Yeah, so. I love walking to work when it's morning. Be like, morning!
Yeah,
morning.
Me too. I like that.
It's really the thrill of the little
morning,
things.
Yes.
Morning! I also love just saying morning in general, like, you know, when like someone shocks you and you're like, oh, morning.
Yeah. I like that one too.
Yes, I remember once I was speaking to someone at work, do you remember me telling you about this? And they were clearly didn't realise I was going to pick up the phone. And I answered the phone and then he went, "What's up, motherfucker?" And I went, "Hello." I think I went, "Morning."
Morning.
And he went, "Oh, I'm really sorry, I didn't realise you'd answer the phone then." I was like, yeah.
I reckon it's probably going to be one of our top used words this year. Morning.
I really wish we had a Spotify Wrapped on words.
Yeah.
Me and Emily recently have had many conversations about words.
Yes, we haven't actually done
squabble.
That.
Squabble. Good word.
Brilliant word. Crumble.
Oh,
oh wow.
Quench.
Oh.
Thirsty.
Oh.
Oh. What else is a good one? Rhubarb.
Ambiance.
Oh. Rhubarb, I like rhubarb.
Just gives you a bit of a thrill, yeah. Doesn't it? A good word.
Ambiance of ambience. Your outfit today. Without further ado, let's kick it off.
What do you want this week?
Let me get them up real quick. I would like some taller pieces, you know,
nice.
Clothing-wise. I've seen a couple, I'm signed up for their emails randomly, they've never bought from them. And I was looking through them, and did you want a pillow?
No.
Are you sure? Because I've got like five.
No. Should I do this one? No, yeah, go on then.
So me and Emily are sat on my bed.
No clips this week, guys. We're literally lying in bed.
Yeah, we've just had a chippy.
Not filming, I mean, recording.
Yeah. I had chips and gravy with a chicken and mushroom pie.
Yeah, random choice, but did you enjoy it?
The pie was nice. It tasted a bit weird.
Mm.
It was the mushroom or what, but I still enjoyed it.
We've had a chippy on Tuesday 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
Who do we think we are?
Emily had two chippies last week.
Not made of money.
Emily had two chippies last week.
This is my third chippy in 7 days.
Oh,
that is outrageous.
Yeah. It's like when my sister came back from Thailand, she had four chippies in 5 days.
Wow.
So yeah, my want is more taller. I've seen that they've been doing a lot of stuff like non-sportwear.
Yeah.
Like they kind of branched out and I'm just liking it.
Yeah. Agreed. It's a good brand. Rate it. I want a birthday outfit. So,
oh my god.
Our next episode, it will have been your birthday. Not this one.
And it will have been yours.
Yes. So, it's
when you listen on the 5th of December, guys.
It would have been both our birthdays.
We'll be 20.
We're Sagittarius ladies.
Yeah.
So, Eliza's birthday is on Sunday.
Yeah, 24th of November.
The following Saturday. The 30th of November. So say happy birthday to us, please.
Birthday, Emily.
Happy birthday, Eliza. Thank you. So I'd like a birthday outfit because, God, it's a hell of a job, isn't it?
Yeah.
Trying to find an outfit that you want to wear on your birthday because we are going out with our friends. We're doing a little joint birthday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going some dins and drinks. And what the hell do you wear? Like, oh.
Because it's your birthday. You want to look nice. I feel like every year, I like to get a good birthday picture of myself.
Yeah.
I can't seem to get any other nice pictures.
Yeah.
Apart from a birthday. So I'd really like some. Yeah. I mean, I've got one in mind, but I've not ordered it yet.
Yeah. That's your next job.
Yeah.
It's on the list. Okay. What are you obsessed with?
Sorry about that delay.
It's okay.
Millennium pause. I'm not even a millennium.
Millennial.
Manual. home decor on Pinterest.
Nice.
I just like looking at them.
Yeah.
You know,
anything in particular? Furniture?
Sofas, the lounges, the big lamps, the artwork.
I like furniture that can be rearranged into other pieces of furniture. You know, like sofas that can be shuffled around into like pieces.
Yeah.
So you can have like a footstool but then it turns into like a bed.
Yeah.
I like those. I think they're really cool.
Very specific. But yeah, they are nice.
I am obsessed with I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
You haven't watched it yet.
Not,
we're only,
it's only
two
been
episodes
on two
deep.
Episodes,
we're only two episodes deep, guys.
I do like I'm a Celeb, but when they're on 9 till 10, I really struggled to keep up with
it. Yeah, I saw a TikTok of a girl saying, I used to love I'm a Slab as a child, but now I'm older, why is it past my bedtime?
Yeah.
And I agree, I don't remember, I feel like I always used to watch it live as a child, but now this feels too late.
Yeah. I don't know, I just think, like, Married at First Sight, I was barely holding on to that.
Yeah.
But I'm a Slab, I'm not really that bothered. I think I'm a Slab, you can pick it up.
Yeah, it is, I think it's excellent TV, though. I really do.
But
you need to get into it, yeah, otherwise you can quite easily not.
I do
not
find it quite boring. Mm. Like, you know, the episodes where they just, like, sat around camp, it's like,
yeah,
bloody hell.
What now?
Okay,
what are you recommending? We're flying.
Oh, is it me already?
Yeah. You keep putting your phone down after every one.
This is like a double barrel one. I would say when you're by yourself, whether that's just like you've got a weekend where you're doing nothing, or like you're having some time to yourself, like you've not got, you're not in any kind of relationship, to make advantage of it.
Lovely.
Just because you never know when you're going to meet the love of your life, and then you're going to want to spend all your time with them.
Yeah, I hear that. Any particular activities, or just doing nothing?
I think going out on dates by yourself, like doing activities by yourself.
Yes.
Really helps you. It improves your confidence. It improves your skills to kind of socialise. I don't know why I'm being so slow. I've got major brain fog right now.
That's all right. We were just talking about how the fact that I felt like when you get home from work, you just switch your brain off.
Yes. Yes, we had a very odd moment watching the Chasers get our chicken.
How civilised.
Yes, we are. The new episode of the Chasers, well, it was a treat.
Yeah.
I was watching it, and the question was something about, what, Peter Pan?
Yeah.
And then we said nothing. And then Bradley went, he went past, he went, Peter Pan, and Emily went, oh, of course, Peter and Wendy! I was like,
I didn't even know the answer myself, and I was criticising the person for getting it wrong.
Yeah, really made us chuckle at the time.
Yeah. I recommend to myself a camera. I'm not actually going to get one, but you know when you just see other people with cameras and you just think, bloody hell, I'd like one of those. I was running a bit dry on ideas, so I would like to recommend myself a camera, but I'm probably not going to take myself up on it.
Is that like a one you can take nice pictures with kind of camera?
Yeah, exactly. That's that exact reason. Yeah.
I do like a camera.
Yeah.
I had that camera, but it ran out of charge and I've lost the charger. Replaced the batteries. Not worked.
Oh,
wasn't a very good camera, so I think I've lost it now.
Oh, how sad.
Don't know, it's probably in a drawer somewhere. Obviously didn't like it that much. Dumb moment? Oh, is it my dumb moment?
It is your dumb
moment. I've actually got two.
That's brilliant, because I don't have one, so fill us in.
First one was actually last weekend, so it's very recent. My phone was really bugging out. Really bugging out. Anytime I do something, it freezes, and that's never happened to me. I've never witnessed a frozen phone.
No.
So that was that. And then I went away with some girls from work last weekend. So we're in North Wales, Anglesey, to be specific, if anybody knows that area. And we went back to our Airbnb, and it was being really windy, and it was really hot, and I was trying to charge it, and it was charging, but you know when you want to turn your phone off fully?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't work, the buttons wouldn't work for some reason. I can't watch such an itchy nose as well. And then two of the girls, somebody.
I thought someone was getting into bed.
I'm not even in there.
Ask me on a date first.
Yeah, ask me on the dinner. And then anyway, yes, and then two of the girls I would work with work in cybersecurity. And they were like, just turn it off through the settings. And I looked at them and was like, you can do that? Apparently you can turn your phone off fully through the settings.
I'm with you on that one. I didn't know that.
You know what other facts I learned today? I did find one out, but I've forgotten it. But did you know, crisps, they always go out of date on a Saturday.
Really? Is that just because they need a date on them, so they just pick a Saturday?
Yeah. Every packet of crisps goes out on date on a Saturday.
Wow, fun fact, everyone.
Yeah. My second moment, it was actually happening today to me. Anyway, I've run out of deodorant, basically. So I normally use a roll-on. And my mum has a spray one, so I've just been going in and stealing that until I go to Boots and buy myself a new deodorant. I only ran out a day ago, just to clarify.
She's not a smelly bitch.
I've not been doing this for weeks. It's only been a day. I only ran out on Monday morning, so literally like 24 hours ago. 36. And then anyway, I put my shirt on this morning and I thought, oh, when I go brush my teeth, I'll put some deodorant on. And I got carried away, brushed my teeth, didn't put deodorant on, got into work and I was sat there about 9 a.m. and I was like, I feel a bit moist. I was like, oh my God, I've not put deodorant on. And then the whole time for the next hour, I was thinking, God, I don't have deodorant on. I don't have deodorant on.
I put
perfume on, but not deodorant for some reason. Oh. So then I went out to my car and had a roll on and was just there.
Andy, you had that in your car, though. Good job you drove today as well.
Yes.
Otherwise, it would have been on your mind all day, wouldn't it?
Yes, otherwise, I would have had very moist armpits.
Moist armpits.
But yeah, they were my dumb moment.
Moist.
What a word. Moist. You know, crunch.
Crunch. We were talking about this onomatopoeia. Words that sound... We had to Google it first. We didn't know what the word was. Words that sound like the thing... This spelled like they sound. And it's called onomatopoeia. Yes.
It sounds
snap.
Like.
Crackle.
Squabble. Stop squabbling.
Stop squabbling. A squabble is such a squabble, isn't it? Yeah. Wow.
God, it gives me a thrill.
I don't have a dumb moment, so we're just going to bounce straight into the songs. I've either not thought of it or...
You know what we should do?
Go on.
We should sing the song and the other one has to guess it.
Okay, like hum it. Or sing it.
Hum.
Go on then. Hum away.
Mm. Oh, I was about to hum the wrong one. I'm not scared.
I'm unsure about that one.
It was actually Tears Dry on their own, by the way.
I would not have got that, but nice try. Should I go? Now, this depends how much you've been watching TikTok recently, because it's a new song.
Is it?
That was
I've seen
horrific.
It on your phone, so I was just
you cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
I saw your phone briefly about 5 minutes ago, and I was gonna be like, is it Two Hands by Tate McRae?
It's Two Hands by Tate McRae. Well done. I just want you two hands on me.
That's
at all times, baby. I think that's how it goes. I'm unsure.
Aww.
So that was our words, guys. So today we are going to do our top fives. I remember to all you listeners who listened probably about a year ago, I think we figured out it was probably about a year ago. We did a list. Yeah, I know. How clever is that? Yeah. We did a list of our top five things of different categories and we've doing it again.
We've done a revamp.
Although I've just remembered we were going to do our top five words.
We've kind of just done that.
So to clarify, squabble is on there.
Quench. Crumble.
I would really, really encourage anybody to think about words that they love because, God, it's been a constant theme for us recently, just thinking about words we like.
You know what word I always, whenever someone says they're from this place, I get excited? Chichester. Me and Emily were once having a debate on whether it's Chichester or Chichester, and then we were discussing the spelling of it as well compared to other words that are pronounced the same but spelled differently.
It's like then, Worcester. That's the most irritating spelling of a word.
Yes, because it's spelled like Leicester, but they're pronounced very differently.
Do you mean the other way around?
No, because Leicester's also C-E-S-T-E-R, so it's Worcester.
But isn't it Worcester? I don't know. I
thought it was pronounced Worcester.
Yes, but it's spelled... Let's move on, because I'm now questioning my own spelling.
Oh, yeah, it's spelled like War, Chester.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Leicester is... I don't know.
No, but I remember once I was meeting someone at work, and they were like, I'm from Chichester, and I went, how do you pronounce that, Chichester or Chichester? I was like, I was having a debate with someone the other day. And he was like, he started laughing.
I'd like to call up your job and just see if you answer, but I don't think I'm allowed to do that.
I remember once I spoke to someone and they had already spoken to the previous day and they rang up and they were like, hi, I was like, hey,
it was
very odd.
Hello again. Okay, so we're kind of on a bit of a Christmas theme here for about 60-70% of it, I would say, is Christmas themed. So we're going to start off with the top five winter activities. Kicking it off strong,
Christmas markets.
Because aren't they just a lovely activity? I haven't done them yet, but a lot of them are open now.
I haven't done them yet. I think this is sorry, going back to my recommending, like, that's something you could really do alone.
Yeah.
If you're not in a relationship. Because, like, I haven't been to the Christmas markets in years.
Really?
Because it's, like, it's something you do with a partner a lot.
Yes, I do. True.
Like, I guess, do you really go with Harry?
Yes, I do. Apologies. I'll take you to the Christmas market.
Yeah, please. It's really rough this time of year. Really rough. Like, I was saying to Emily before, it's so rough at the moment.
Next activity. Pottery painting. Funnily enough, we've just collected our pots from our last pottery painting.
Because we drive past it most days, and we were writing these down because we're trying to be prepared. So we're like, oh, we'll write these down. Yes. So we were driving. Sorry, a quick interlude there. My brother stormed. We were driving back, and we passed it most days, well, every day basically. And we were doing this, and everybody went, oh, I wonder what our potteries are. And I went, let's go check. Just literally zoomed into the lane and turned. We went in, it was actually closed, and we knocked on, and we were like, please, may we come in? Did we say seven?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's really bad.
Anything arises in a minute.
So, yeah, so we picked them up, and they're looking at George.
Okay, next one, snowy walks. I skipped one. Shopping for knits specifically.
You know, we knits love our knits. In
clothing, to clarify, we're not going knit shopping. We are buying some
knits. Hair knits. We shop. Yeah, it took too hard for them last week.
And then snowy walks.
It's snowing at the moment here, guys.
Snowing at the moment. I hope you guys got some snow.
Proper thick
snow.
Just like us.
Yeah. All right. Last one, Christmas films.
Mm-hmm.
Not much else to say about that.
Moving
one.
Moving swiftly on.
Funnily enough, our next category is
Christmas films.
And when I said this to Eliza, she burst out immediately with
Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3.
Didn't even get my sentence at Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3.
And obviously, got me Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3.
And then we said Nativity 1 and 2. Maybe not quite 3.
3, Dude, Where's My Donkey?
Yeah. No. Not my favourite.
Doesn't quite have the same Nativity magic.
It really does not. But I appreciate the effort that they pulled another one out of the bag.
Trez, The Holiday.
Ah, Trez, I didn't know what you were saying there. I was like, what's that?
Bilingual, babe. Yeah.
You're talking. They've got a one of those calendars in their house, but it's French, don't you?
No,
so I checked it today and it says 19th of November.
Just to clarify, it's one of those ones with the turning of like blocks.
Yes, you put the blocks on the right date.
But yes, the months are all in French. Yep. But they look startlingly similar to the English.
Yeah.
May is just MAI instead of MAY. So we can still see toenails. Then we've got Love Actually. Same theme as Holiday.
Yep. And finally, we put Arthur Christmas because just, that is, I don't know if it's underrated, but it's really good.
You know what? When I was, must have been 9 or 10, me and my friends, who Emily's boyfriend was included in that.
Oh, yes.
We all went to watch Arthur Christmas for my birthday.
Aww. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's a bit weird how I've known your boyfriend longer than you.
Fuck off. You bitch! No, I'm joking.
No, I was never one of his girlfriends.
You know what Harry said to me yesterday? Okay, so to clarify, Eliza and Harry went to primary school with another friend called Kayla, who's in Australia. Shout out, Kayla. I hope she listens to this. Otherwise, just undercover talking about her. And anyway, that's just my preface. Harry said to me, how would you feel if I went for a coffee date with my ex? And I thought, you what? I said, what do you mean? And he said, Kayla's coming back from Australia and I'm going to meet her for a coffee. I thought, like, Harry, you really could have prefaced there. Kayla was your primary school girlfriend.
She's also been in a relationship for about 3.5 years.
He was just, you know, pulling at the heartstrings.
He just likes to be cheeky.
Yeah, so. Clothing items?
Knits!
Top of the list.
Knits. That's spelt nice. We were talking about the silent K. You're learning English.
Yeah.
Chaos.
You would hate that letter.
Chaos is a good word.
Chaos is a good word. Chaos. Next one.
dark blue jeans.
Yes, you are wearing some as we speak.
Yeah, I was about to lift up my legs then. I was about to be like, yeah. But yeah, next.
Uggs.
Not much more to be said.
Nope.
Big scarf.
Big scarves. We are big scarf lovers. I don't understand people who don't like a scarf.
I like my next door.
Actually, grow up. Scarfs are a great piece of clothing.
For real.
Get your scarves out, please. I borrowed one of Eliza's scarves yesterday.
No, she didn't.
I did.
That's a nice scarf. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was lovely. I kept it on my knees as a blanket during the day, and a lady said, "Are you wearing a blanket?" And I said, "No, it's just a scarf." Why would I bring blankets to work? But anyway,
some people do.
Yeah.
The next two go hand in hand. Got kitten heels and thin tights.
Yeah. Not needed together, but nice together.
Yes. Not a necessity, but they look good together.
Yes.
Because we've got a lot of songs here.
And this one we did go for a Christmas theme. So I started off with the Ariana Grande Christmas and Chill playlist. No, not playlist. Album. EP. Whatever you call it. About 5 songs on there. And if you haven't heard it, go and listen. Have you listened yet?
No.
Bloody hell, I recommended this to a long time ago. Yeah, but
mine,
it was really good.
Mistletoe by Biebs.
It's the most beautiful time of the year.
Last finish, we spend so much cheer. I should be playing in the winter snow, but I'ma be under the mistletoe with you.
Why would you take up a career in singing?
With you, shoddy with you. Right, next one.
Santa, tell me if he really cares. We were singing a different song to start with, weren't we? We were going for Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande, but I think we went for the wrong one.
Either way, we meant Ariana's.
Yes.
Next one. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, but the very next day,
you gave it away.
Gave it away by the one only. Wham! Wham. That's a good word.
Wham! Bam! I am. Jab or no jab, you can't tell. Do you not know that one?
Nope.
It's the one I'm at.
Nope. Next one. Hotel in New York.
Yep. Good one.
Hotel
always Boston. A classic.
Yeah.
And then on theme, ready? 3, 2, 1. Sparkling shine! We went for sorry if that was a jump scare.
3, 2, 1.
So bad as well. So high pitch. Sparkle and Shine from Nativity.
Yes. And then I went, obviously, you've got to have She's the Brightest Star.
She's the brightest star I've ever seen.
Brightest star.
It's like we're living in some kind of dream.
Like some kind of dream.
I mean, please skip the last 5 minutes if you don't like our singing voice.
Should have done a trigger warning.
We should have done, but yeah.
The next one. It's actually shocking how quickly we went through this.
I think it was the quickest one we
went through. Yes, we did alcoholic drinks now, yes. So... Next. Kick off.
Okay. Oh, God, sorry. I'm feeling a little bit delirious today.
Feeling a bit woozy.
Baby Guinness.
What a drink. What a
what
shot.
What a shot.
I could actually have a pint of that.
Yep.
Then a frozen strawberry daiquiri.
You know where has really good ones of those, apparently? The pub we're going to tonight. Apparently they have really nice ones.
We have tried the frozen margaritas, though, and they're really strong.
Yes, they were. True. Next one is our personal favourite drink ever. It's an orange gin with lemonade, obviously. But if you haven't tried orange flavoured gin, I promise you it will change your life. Yeah. Get off the pink gin hype and try an orange gin.
Especially with lemonade, tastes like sugar.
Yeah. And then you can never go wrong with the Prosecco. We always like a Prosecco.
Yeah, I do have a thing about it though, can't be too fizzy.
Yeah.
The gas makes me burpy, sorry guys.
Last one?
An espresso martini.
An espresso martini.
I don't mind that. You said you liked it more.
Yes, I love an espresso martini.
I love an espresso martini. Then we got trends.
Oh, yes. So we really went on very random different things here. We've really flown through this, haven't we? But we are in a bit of a rush now.
Yeah, we're going to the pub, guys. We're meant to meet at 7. It's 5 past right now.
Yeah. Okay, so we've gone for a bit random. So the first one I went with was the Gary Barlow Sun. Memes. I think it's absolutely hilarious.
He's actually only like 6'2".
Yeah.
And Gary Barlow is like 5'8" or 9". Like, there's actually not that much height difference in them. For some reason, he just looks really tall.
Giant, yeah. One I saw today with the snow was somebody said, why is it snowing in November? Gary Barlow's son's got dandruff.
I do feel a bit sorry for him, though, because like, imagine seeing all of them about you. You'd be like, what the hell?
No, you'd have to find it funny, though, wouldn't you?
Next one, leg warmers and tights.
So very different themes there.
Yeah, I do think they look nice.
I think they look nice, yeah.
Tights and leg warmers. Then the next... Oh, hello.
You anything?
Yes. It's okay. Am I going out? Probably not. You can put it on the drive. Yeah.
Sorry.
Then we've got the TikTok trend of women in male fields.
Yes, we've been finding that really funny recently.
Really funny.
Not much more to say on that one. If you haven't seen it, really go check funny. It out.
That's on TikTok.
And then you said this one.
Yeah, another TikTok trend is the Thank God TikTok trend. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It's like one of those slidey pictures ones. And it's like, kind of appreciating the people around you. So like, for example, if I was doing one, on M's slide, I put, like, thank God for school, because that's how we met.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, thanks God, like, you're my mum. Thank God we were, like, sisters.
I haven't seen them, but I like it. It sounds lovely.
You'll probably get loads of new TikTok.
Yeah, I will do now. And then to finish it off, what we've both been loving at the minute, burgundy.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the new leopard print, because that was really trending, but burgundy is that's a brilliant word as well, isn't it? Burgundy.
Mm-hmm. Spelled like it's spoken.
Yeah. I'd like some burgundy, maybe a burgundy outfit. Were you thinking a burgundy outfit for the birthday?
I mean, we could match. That would be really cool.
Maybe like slightly different shades of burgundy.
Mine's like, let me just double check it. I think it's like more of a purple burgundy.
More of a purple, but so I could go more of a red burgundy.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's more of like, it's wine.
Yes, it is wine.
It's not it's more like purpley.
Yeah, but that is lovely. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
Burgundy.
Get some sleigh pics.
Yeah. So anyway, guys, we flew through that. But thanks for listening. Not much more else to say right now. I hope you're having a lovely day and enjoying the snow. Say happy birthday to us, because we'd really appreciate it.
Happy birthday.
We wouldn't forgive you if you didn't.
My birthday. We'll pop it on the Instagrams when it's our birthday, just so you know.
Just as an extra reminder to say happy birthday to us.
Yes, happy birthday to my favourite podcasters ever. Love you so much. TTYL.
Yep.
That's another dumb moment of mine. Sorry to drag it on. When Emily went, we were on the phone, I think you'd rang Harry, hadn't you? And then it ended and you went, TTYL, and I was like, oh, that's funny, like, talk to you later, chat, because he went, ciao. She was like, yeah, you know, I've been putting him on ciao.
Yeah.
And he went, you know, recently I've just been saying, life goes on, LIFEGOESON, as in the song. And I went, what does that stand for, LIFEGOESON?
I said, Eliza, it spells life goes on. Funnily enough, so, it spells life goes on, but...
Ladies and gents. LIFEGOESON.
Life goes on, it will never end.
You might need some Gemini.
I think I do, yeah. I'm just going to retie it. Life goes on, it's alright. Happy November, thanks for listening.
TTYL!
TTYL!
Ciao!
Ciao!